think it'll encourage people to come to Haines, Alaska to visit, and it'll show what a fun town it is.
Alaskan women go head-to-head this weekend in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with help from Susanna Dowds. That news and more up next. You know what would make those reality TV shows, The Amazing Race or Survivor, way better? If it had all Alaskan women in it.
Yeah, I'm calling it Things We Do in Alaska. And all the things that we're going to do are things that you would, could, or should, or one day will do if you live in Alaska for your life.
And that's exactly what's happening this weekend in Haines.
And there's nothing gross. You don't have to eat worms or anything weird like that.
Says Greg Podziki, who's with the group organizing the event.
I came up with the idea of making it a woman's team after I read the article about the old 90-year-old woman in Anchorage who fended a moose off from her dog and what she was actually doing with a shovel. What she was actually doing, she didn't know her husband was in the snow and had been kicked really seriously. He was in his late 80s or 90 also. And she fended the moose off and saved his life. And there were lots of reviews about tough Alaskan women. And I thought, you know what? There's so much interest in these tough Alaskan women. And I'm married to one, so I know they're tough. That we should have the first one in all women's team.
The local Venture Scouts group is hosting the event as a fundraiser for a future trip to Australia. The group of local 14 to 21-year-olds, male or female, is part of the Boy Scouts of America. And that's where the idea for this weekend's competition comes from. Podziki is the adult leader of the local branch of the group.
At the Boy Scout Jamborees and the Frostbite Festival they have, which is a jamboree for Boy Scouts each year near Skagway in March, they do something similar to this. And, you know, for 100 years, Scouts have been doing these kind of things. It's a series of tasks, and it's one troop against the other troop, and it's timed, and the winner is the first person to complete all these tasks. And the ones I've been to have just lasted for 2 or 3 hours. But then, of course, people can relate because they may not have been a Boy Scout and been to jamborees, but they see reality TV shows like The Amazing Race and Survivor. I'm a big fan of those things. I like competition where teams have to work together to complete a task, and they're still competing against other teams.
The local group of young people is active in outdoor recreation like kayaking, climbing, and camping, have plans for Florida and Hawaii, but have also gone international. In recent years, the group has organized trips to Tanzania, Ecuador, and have 3 weeks in Australia in their sights. This women's scavenger hunt in Haines is going to help them get there.
Because in 2014, we have a trip planned to Australia. Very expensive, very hard for kids in this town to come up with that much money. And not wanting to do the same thing all the time and ask people, can you give us this money? Can you give it, you know, which is what happens for not just us, but all the kids in town. Wonderful town, very generous. They always help us, but it gets a little embarrassing. And the Venture Scouts does so much. And we do a lot of work for our money, but it would be nice if we did something like this, where we're actually doing something for the town and earning money.
The event takes place around Haines this Saturday. Participants must be women over the age of 21. At least one out of each four-person team must be over the age of 50.
One of the things I had in mind when I said you have to have one person that's 50 or over, I originally was going to make it 60 or over. Because, you know, the Alaska thing about the old wise person and the elders in the village, I thought, you know, it's sort of an Alaskan tradition, and I'd like to keep that going. And I'd like to think an older person is still needed, and they are, for their wisdom, for the things they do and their experience. They can tell people what to do even if they can't do it, or they know history about things and can answer a question that might be asked of them.
All members must have valid Alaska driver's licenses and cover the team fee of $200, either on their own or through a sponsor. And they'll have to be willing to go viral, as in on the internet or be on TV.
Steve Vick is going to help us put this on YouTube, and something perhaps can become of this. I've contacted one TV production company, Rich Cooper, who used to live in Haines, grew up in Haines, and he is interested in coming down. He's too busy now. He wants more information. He wants us to put something together. So what we'll do is take little clips from this and put it on a DVD and send it to him.
Each of the teams will have about a dozen tasks to complete in order to finish the race. Groups will use one of their own vehicles each to get to various locations around town throughout the day.
It's not all in one spot, so it's not really the kind of thing that people can stand and watch, because these women are racing. They're going to do their thing and they're gone. They're taken off and they're on to another place. And each place where they go, they're going to get a clue with directions that they may have to solve the directions, but it'll tell them where they have to go and a hint of what they're going to have to do. And when they get there, they'll have to do something.
And that's it, says Podziki. No other hints. except that he says a fit woman in her 70s could likely hang, and that everything will be mentally or physically competitive, but not difficult.
I can tell you that I really feel that at the end of the day, all the women that participated are going to say, that was so cool. I did things I never thought I'd ever get a chance to do, because I have things lined up that they probably never would have dreamed that they were going to do. And I'm not saying they're difficult, because they're not. They're just fun and things that they probably didn't think they were going to get a chance to participate in.
It's also a chance to promote what Haines has to offer, he adds, besides the capable women here.
Because there is a lot of interest in Alaskan people and what they do and in Alaska right now. But it's to show off the town. And so a lot of these tasks that the people have to perform, both this time and the next, will happen in our town in certain buildings to kind of show them off. And I think it'll encourage people to come to Haines, Alaska, to visit, and it'll show what a fun town it is.
Alaskan men, don't feel left out. Your event is likely coming up in the spring.
So we could have another one that's all men. So in March, if this goes well, I'd like to plan one for all men. And it will be all different things than what we're doing now. And then in April, I want to plan one that's co-ed for men and women, two couples on each team. And my great hope is that we can take this further, that in the summer I can advertise statewide, and we can have perhaps a week-long one. And I've talked to some of the guiding companies in town, and they're willing to help me.
The Things We Do in Alaska Women's Scavenger Race is Saturday, February 25th, 10 a.m. to about 5 p.m., starting at the Haines Track. Sign-up packets at the time of this report were still available at the Haines Bookstore on Main Street.
I want anybody that wants to participate to do it. Just go ahead and do it. It's just fun. And not to worry that they're going to fail. They're not going to fail. They can't fail. They're just going to have a good time.
Have you ever asked yourself if aliens exist? Or wondered what it was like to pan for gold? Scholars from Mrs. Andreessen's 7th and 8th grade classes learned about history and found answers to these questions through hard work and research during the 2012 Haines History Day competition held last week at the Sheldon Museum. This year's theme, Revolution, Reaction, and Reform in History, inspired 26 exhibits, websites, and documentaries ranging from Alaskan bush flying to Elvis. The contest, sponsored by the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center, and the Chilkat Valley Historical Society, has been a tradition since 1988. Each year, Haines has been represented at district, state, and national levels. Sheldon Museum board member Pam Randles commented on the entries.
I'm quite impressed with the quality of them, the aesthetic quality, but also the topics that they chose. The theme is reaction, revolution, reform. I saw that as a fairly difficult topic, but they've just really risen to the occasion, and they've done some really, really wonderful exhibits.
I sat down with first place winners in the group documentary category, Madeline Andreessen and Shay Otten, and asked them why they chose to investigate the history of extraterrestrial exploration in their project entitled Communicating with the Stars.
Well, I know I've always been interested in space and extraterrestrial life.
And I don't know, it seemed like a topic that we were both interested in, and we had a lot of sources for it, which was really good.
I think we both think that it was, our outcome was really good.
This year, 10 projects from Haines are eligible to advance to the state competition in Anchorage. For photographs of History Day projects and for a full list of winning entries, visit the Sheldon Museum website at sheldonmuseum.org.
The discussion on hydroelectric projects proposed for area lakes continues with a public forum sponsored by Lynn Canal Conservation Wednesday night. All are invited to the presentation, which will share data and information gathered by three Haines citizens that's relevant to hydro projects proposed at Connolly Lake and Shuby Lake. Tim Shields is one of the presenters. Although he isn't officially representing the organization, he'll share information from a project he administered when he was with Tuckshinnock Watershed Council.
I did a couple of summers worth of field work in the Chilkoot Valley, studying the distribution of fish and also taking notes on wildlife and aspects like that. So I'm going to talk about sort of the environmental assessment and the wildlife and fish resources assessment that we did in there to give people an idea of the geographical distribution of habitat and wildlife resources that we found.
Other Haines resident presenters are Rob Goldberg, who serves on the Haines Borough Planning Commission, and will talk about his comparison study between Shuby and Connolly Lake projects.
Long-time resident, and he thinks about projects like this in great detail and comes up with creative alternatives. And I would, he's not representing any particular organization. He's just a guy that, that thinks about this stuff and cares about the community a lot and wants to see, you know, careful development of resources. So that's where he's coming from.
And Ben Kirkpatrick accumulated many years' experience in the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, working with project developers in minimizing negative aspects of construction projects in fish habitat.
Fish habitat maintenance within large construction projects. He's got a lot of experience with that whole realm of how do you design projects to minimize the impacts on fish resources. So that's the basic areas we're going to cover.
The presentation is at 7 p.m. Wednesday, February 22nd at the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haines. The public is invited, as well as groups who are involved in the two projects, such as the Haines Borough, Borough Assembly, Alaska Power and Telephone, and Haines Chamber of Commerce.
This is an opening discussion by three people who care enough about it to put the information they have in front of the public, and we're inviting everybody to come, whatever their feelings about the projects are right now. Come on out and let's have a discussion.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. Special thanks to volunteer reporter Susanna Dowds for her contribution to this report.